Summer and fall are big seasons for running in Newfoundland. With popular races like the Telly 10 in Cape de Cabot, the roads are packed with people training. But due to COVID-19, these races have had to take a different path. Michelle Porter is the co-owner of Sisters in Fitness, a health and wellness group. She says they had to adapt by making all their programs accessible online. The hard part, Porter says, was keeping the social aspect alive.
We did it through groups and challenges. That's what we did. The first one we had I called it the COVID challenge, and it was for runners. And we did, we had to run 3 times a week, and you had to say every time you ran. And then if you didn't, it was like, oh, I feel guilty, I didn't run this week. So it was just kind of a fun, supportive thing, and you'd say, oh, come on, now you can do it.
Virtual races have really motivated the runners, says Porter. They gave them a common goal to work towards.
We can say if Cape de Cabot is coming, I can take 30 runners, we separate, we meet there, and we run it. And then it's still like our own celebration. And so that's a motivating factor.
Diane Wiseman is a member of the Sisters in Fitness running group. She says having a goal to work towards was great.
For example, the Cape de Cabot race is simple. You just go online to Cape de Cabot, click register, put in your information, and they're actually mailing you out your bib number and your medal. They have a tracker that tracks that you did the race.
Official registration for the Telly 10 in Cape de Cabot is closed, but some groups, Porter says, have even started their own virtual races through groups and social media. Porter loves the idea of virtual races and can see a lot of benefits from them.
I see everyone all the time, and I know it's people who probably just new to running, and they got the bib on, and they're going down the road, and people are honking. So I think that for the telly is, it might be great for the telly organization, but I think it's beautiful for the sport. I think that people will give stuff a try, and it's no pressure. No pressure. So a lot of people with the telly might be training, and then drop off. But now they might be training, and said, oh, who cares? I'm going to do it anyway. And so then when they conquer it once, I bet you they'll go back.
Still, nothing beats the real thing, says Porter.
I don't think it replaces the thrill of the race and of being there, but you have to do what you got to do.
Porter says runners are resilient and will be ready to cross the finish line whenever the time comes. For Kicker, I'm Matt Haggerty.